miss a single moment of this epic African story. Stay connected to DStv Compact or GoTV Super and download the DStv and GoTV Stream apps to stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2.
Been told. Secrets have been kept, but on 10 Tamanga Street, the truth can no longer be buried.
Get himself a nice fresh bottle of money. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep, all he comes first right here.
This is As and When They Happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Uza Radio Main News Broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news. Ministry of Home Affairs warns against corruption in issuance of national registration documents. Stakeholders acknowledge UPND's achievement in expediting economic growth. And in international news, 49 people died after boat capsized in Mauritania. And in sports news, Tamin Memorial Tennis Championship underway. In detail, my name is Somili Sitali. In local news, the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has issued a strong warning against corruption practices regarding national document issuance. Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka says that of national identification will enhance service delivery and secure data for all users on their online platform. Kalaluka notes that the digitization of national documents will enable those in diaspora to access different services and improve national security delivery across the globe. He further adds that the new Dawn government believes in the rule of law and anyone found wanting will be dealt with according to the law. Various stakeholders have acknowledged the notable and significant achievement scored by the United Party for National Development, UPND's administration in expediting Zambia's economic growth agenda in the last 4 years. A Lusaka-based economist, Kelvin Chisanga, says the government has stabilized the macroeconomic environment, which is now having a strong positive influence. Chisanga cited the reduction in the fuel prices, stabilization of the exchange rate, and sustenance of the monetary policy rate as some key aspects that speak in a positive direction. And the Zambia National Marketeer Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, observed that the government has made several achievements in supporting the informal sector through policy reforms, access to affordable financing, and capacity building, among other initiatives. ZANAMAKA President Mupila Kamea commended the government's efforts to improve a more stable environment for traders to thrive by building markets and offering affordable loans. Meanwhile, BYZET founder Evans Ngoma noted that the government has strengthened local industries through infrastructure development. A Makopolo bus belonging to Power Tube was gutted in the early hours of this morning in San Mwani area along Great North Road. Lusaka City Council LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Wulumba Nyambe has confirmed the incident, which occurred as the bus was carrying 76 passengers from Lusaka to Nakonde. Nyambe says the LCC received an emergency call at 0415 hours and the fire brigade arrived at the scene within 5 minutes at 0420 hours. He says the driver of the bus only identified as Mwape with the assistance of other individuals successfully evacuated all passengers from the vehicle. Nyambe says after ensuring all passengers were safe, the driver drove the burning bus to a nearby workshop in an attempt to reduce further danger and damage. Still in local news, the water crisis that hit Gateway Teaching Hospital over the past two days has started easing following the restoration of supply by Nkana Water and Sanitation Company. The utility company shut down its Bolongililo water treatment plant on Wednesday to undertake emergency works, leaving the hospital struggling as caregivers and patients' families were forced to fetch water outside. Nkana Water has since confirmed that the repair works are nearing completion and supply has resumed, although pressure across the network will only recover gradually due to earlier depletion. And Kitwe District Commissioner Asimo Ngonomo has also confirmed that water has been restored to the hospital. Meanwhile, Ngonomo says the theft of an 11 kilovolt Zesco cable in Kitwe 2 days ago plunged the Malek Army barrack into a blackout lasting almost 24 hours, posing a serious security concern. 34 motor vehicle fire accidents have been recorded in Lusaka since January this year, according to the Lusaka City Council Fire Brigade Department. The incidents involved 20 cars, 7 buses, 4 trucks and 3 motor vehicles garages. Chief Fire Officer Billings Chanda has urged motorists to ensure that their vehicles are equipped with fire extinguishers for emergency situations. Meanwhile, the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, has reminded the public that all public services vehicles are mandated to carry properly serviced fire extinguishers at all times to safeguard passengers and property. Finally, in local news, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has assured citizens that the proposed export of about 500,000 metric tons of maize will threaten the country's food security in any way. Speaking when he featured on the South Potential program on Wednesday, Mwetwa said the export will compromise the food security of the country as there is a surplus of the commodity. Mwetwa, who is also Minister of Information and Media, says the government needs to clear out some old maize stockpiles, including those with disaster preparedness and response effort, which were imported to create sufficient storage for the stock. We now take a short break. Due to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Get himself a nice fresh bottle of money. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst. Yep, quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movie night. Keeps the kids smiling with the funniest cartoons and never misses a goal. That's GoTV 3. Your selfies sorted. Your football live. Plus cartoons, movies, and more. No extra cost. Just internet and an active GoTV subscription. Your shows, your vibes, your anytime, anywhere bestie. GoTV Stream. Download it today.
With Showmax, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet of entertainment for less than a night out. Get unlimited access to business.